story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. You know, that should be our story, and that should be our song. It's one that I sing all the time. If you've been around me much, or if you're hiding in one of these closets over here at the church when I'm over here, you will hear me singing that. This is my story. Now, it may not be on key, it may be off key, but I'm trying to let him know that my story and my song is praising him. I hope that's yours. Turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. I did not mention on prayer request, Brother Toby Cribbs came through his surgery. The pacemaker was put in. He was able to go home yesterday and was doing feeling well and doing better. So y'all keep him in your prayer. I just want to look at one verse, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. Very, very familiar verse in a familiar setting in what we call the Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, the Bible says, Jesus speaking, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now there again, I want to ask you a question. If I could tell you how to make the rest of your life the best of your life, would you be interested? Or if I could tell you how to guarantee yourself that this year will be better than last year, are you interested in knowing what I have to say? I believe I have the answer. I believe the Word of God has the answer. Somebody said our life is like money. We can waste it or we can invest it. Once you spend money, it's gone. Once you've lived life and it's over, it's gone here on this earth. So what are we going to do with the life that God has given me and you? Are we going to invest it in things that will last throughout eternity? Or will we waste the one life that God has given us on the things that will just, I reckon, bring pleasure for a short season here upon this earth? Jesus wants me and you to have the best life. He wants us to have the best year of our life this year. So suppose you're starting off life or starting off this year as we are, and Jesus was to ask you, do you want to know how to guarantee yourself the best life or the best year of your life? What do you think the answer might be? Well, I read it in our verse today. This one verse sums up the answer to that question. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You know how I sum up verse 33? Simply with three words: first things first. If you're going to have the best life, you need to understand what things need to be first in your life. If this is going to be the best year of your life, better than last year, then you're going to have to surmise that some things are got to be first in your life. There again, I want to give you three important things from this verse of how to guarantee the best life that you're ever going to live. How you can make the rest of your days the best days of your life. Because I want that, really, I do. I'll be 62 years of age in April. So 62 years are behind me. Now, I don't know if I'll have 62 more years in front of me. Don't think I might make it that many years, but if I just got 1 year, or 2 years, or five, or 10, let's push it on up, 20 or 30, however many years, I want the best years. I want them to be better than last year. I want the next days of my life to be the best days. So how do I do that? I've got to be willing to put first things first. And we see that, set proper priorities in verse 33. That's what Jesus is telling them here. Set proper priorities. Seek ye first. In other words, everything rises or falls on that word first there. If my life is going to be the best life, then Christ has got to be the priority of my life. If this year is going to be the best year of my life in your life, then Christ has to be the priority of your year and my year. You see, if your priority is not in order, your life will not be in order. I guarantee you that. If your priorities of your life is not in order, folks, nothing else is going to be in order. It just works. That's why he tells them in verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom. You see, we don't have to pray about it. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to wonder about it. We don't have to somehow just look for it. The answer to making the rest of your days the best days of your life is simply having priorities in the right place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. There again, I don't have to go out and look for ways to make my life better. I don't have to look and see how this year is going to be better. I know how to make it better. It's having the right priorities in my life, seeking Christ the first. You just have to do what God has told you to do. Seek first the kingdom of God. You see the word seek in verse 33? That actually is a word that means to pursue. It means to go after, to pursue something. It's in the present tense. In other words, to continuously seeking something. To consistently go after something. To always be pursuing something. So what is it that we're supposed to be pursuing actively? Is what? The kingdom of Christ. Seek you first the king. Are you? Let me just throw it out. Let's throw it out all. I'm going to throw it up in the air and let it land on all of our shoulders. Are we seeking the kingdom of God first? Is your priority in life right? Have I set the proper priorities in my life that will guarantee me that this year is going to be better than last year and the rest of the days of my life are going to be the best days? You see, you will not fulfill those best days in that best year without having some proper priorities in your life. You've got to be willing first to seek the kingdom of Christ. Now, but before you can seek a kingdom, for every kingdom there's got to be what? A king. Okay? So you cannot seek the kingdom of God without first seeking the king. Is he the priority of your life? Do you wake up every day knowing that you are seeking the Lord Jesus Christ? Now, I'm going beyond just accepting him as your personal Savior. I hope all of you have done that. I know I have. I've put my faith in Jesus Christ. I have accepted what he did on the cross of Calvary. He paid my sin debt there that I couldn't pay. He offered his blood as the sacrifice that could cleanse and wash away my sins. On the cross, he took every sin, every debt I owe, and he bore it for me. I've accepted him as my Savior. I am saved by the grace of God. I've been born again. I am a child of God. I have a promised home in heaven. But let me ask you this. Beyond just accepting him as your Savior, are you seeking him as your King? Have you set the proper priority in your life that he is going to be the king of your life? Are you seeking him? Are you seeking him every day to learn more about him, to love him more, to live for him? You see, seeking the king, seeking Jesus, knowing more about him, getting closer to him, loving him more, living for him more. You know what that'll do? That will guarantee you the best days of your life. If you will seek the King Jesus this year more than you did last year, you will have a better year. That's a guarantee there. You see, he doesn't just want to be your Savior. He wants to be your Lord and King. He wants to be your everything. So first off, have you set the proper authority? Who is the main person in your life? I've talked to some husbands, and it's their wives. Wives say the husband. Parents say the children. The children say the parents. Who matters most in your life, really? Amen. He should. When you get up in the morning, who do you live for first? Who do you love most? It just comes right down to it, folks. Seek ye the King of the kingdom. Every day He should be first in my life. Every decision I make first should bring Him into account. Is He the priority of your life every day, every moment? You'll never have a great life. You'll never have a great year if you push Him to the side and you make Him second or third or fourth or tenth on the list. He should be on the top place of every one of our lists. You see, we have to have proper priorities concerning the King. But not only King, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. That word kingdom there means the rule or the reign. In other words, we should seek the rule or the reign of God in my life every day. That's a tough one, ain't it? I like to rule my life. I like to reign over what I'm going to do. But if I'm going to have the best life and the best year, I've got to be willing to seek the kingdom, His rule, His lordship. He's got to be the master. I got to be the worker. He's got to be the one that is over me and me under Him. That's hard to do. Are you seeking the kingdom? How do you seek the kingdom? I read this. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom. Now, Jesus is preaching. He's on a mountain. He's preaching to all types of people out there. And when they heard Him say this, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, did they instantly know what that meant? I've never been raised in a physical kingdom. We have a president over here. I've never lived overseas where we had a king and there was a kingdom. So what was He saying to them that they may understand that sometimes we overlook when it comes to setting the right priority in my life of letting Him rule and reign, let His kingdom rule and reign in my life? What does that mean? Well, first off, you're seeking the kingdom of God. You're seeking for the glory of that kingdom. There again, every part of my life, every moment of my time, every muscle of my body, every ounce of strength that I have should be seeking the glory of that kingdom. To be honest with you, I don't do that every day. I don't seek His glory. Paul made it like this in Corinthians, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all what? For the glory of God. Is that the priority of your life and mine? To wake up every day saying, God, I'm going to seek Your glory today. Everything I do is going to be for Your glory. God, I want You to be uplifted today. I'm not worried about me being uplifted. God, I want You to just be honored. Oh, that's seeking the glory of God and His kingdom. But also, I think they understood it meant by seeking the guidance of the King. When you are seeking the kingdom of God, and you are seeking the King in that kingdom, therefore there is guidance. In other words, King, whatever You want me to do, I'm willing to do it. Can you tomorrow, let's just start this tomorrow. We'll let you fool around today. Start tomorrow morning. You wake up and you put down, just write on a piece of paper, Lord, whatever You want me to do, blank. And just leave it blank. God, whatever Your guidance or Your word tells me to do, I'm going to do it. You want to have the best days of your life? You surrender to the guidance of God. You let His word be the say-so of your life. You let His will and His ways walk you through life. You cannot but have a great year and have the best days of your life. There again, Paul said, Lord, what would You have me to do on the road to Damascus there after he met Christ? What would You have me to do? Some of you need to ask God that. You know why you don't? Because you're scared God will give you an answer. And then you got to make a choice. Am I going to be obedient or disobedient? What if God asked me to do something I don't want to do or afraid to do or I don't think I can do? One of the greatest, blessings and burdens of my life was when a missionary was preaching in Wiggins, Mississippi, at a mission rally, and I sat in the pews, and he preached about Paul on the road to Damascus, and he said that question that Paul said, Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, you know, there's a young man, you need to ask God, but you're not, because you know he wants you to preach. And something went bing in my head. It scared me to death. I never asked God that question. Preach? Me? From that moment, for the next 6 moments, the greatest fear of my life. Lord, what, you want me to preach? It was scary. I mowed the grass. I swept the floors. I cleaned the toilets. I taught Sunday school. I visited. I did everything within my power to keep from preaching. Until one morning, sitting in a pew at the invitation, Lord, what you want me to do? He said, preach. You see, it was only then was I willing to seek the guidance of the King. Not my will be done, but thy will be done. You know what it brought to me? The best days of my life. The best years of my life. Seek ye first the kingdom. Get the priorities right. Seek his glory. Seek his guidance. Seek his government. When you seek the kingdom of God, then you're submitting to the government of God. To be governed and ruled by him. There again, it's hard to just say, here, God. Not my will, but yours be done. There was a lady who lay dying in a hospital. One of her friends visited her, and the friend said, if it was God's will, do you want to be healed? She said, if you could be healed, don't you want to live? She said, well, I just whatever God wants done. That's what she said. Well, whatever God's will is, I want done. And they said, well, what about if he referred it back to you and said, it's up to you? She said, I just refer it back to him. Say, whatever your will is. You see, some of you need to do that. You just need to refer your life back to him. Your will back to him. Say, Lord, whatever your government, whatever your guidance, whatever your glory, that's what I want my life to be about. That's setting the right priorities in life. That's seeking the kingdom of God. But notice also there's a second point. If you want the rest of your life to be the best time of your life and the rest of your days to be the best days, not only do you have to set this right priority, but in verse 33, you've got to also seek some personal purity. Because notice it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. But he adds something after that, does he not? And his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You'll never have the best life. You'll never have the best days if you do not seek his righteousness. A righteous life is always the best life, especially when it's the righteousness of Christ that you're following after. You see, if God is going to rule over us, then his righteousness needs to rule inside of us. There again, there are a lot of people that they say they seek the King and the kingdom, but you never can tell it by the life that they're living. Faith is seen by its fruit, and character is seen by its conduct. The world needs to see Christ's righteousness. I don't need to give them no excuse not to believe. One of the German Nazi leaders that started that movement, who come up with the statement, God is dead. Somebody asked, why do you think that? He said, I have observed Christians, and I have come to the conclusion by their actions that God is dead. And he made this statement, if you want me to believe in your Redeemer, then you're going to have to look a little bit more redeemed. Seek his righteousness. Just as we seek the kingdom, the King and the kingdom, you've got to seek the righteousness of God. There's got to be a desire. There's got to be a desire that, God, I want to live like you. I don't want to live like the world. I don't want to live like the devil wants me to live. I don't want to live like this flesh wants to live. God, I want to live in and through your righteousness. I guarantee you that's the best life. I've never really had anybody come up to me and say, Brother Terry, I've lived a wicked life and it's been the best life. No, they never tell me that. They'll tell me how troubled that life was and how hard it is. But you've got the desire to seek the righteousness of God. He says what? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not my righteousness, but His righteousness. That's the only righteousness that counts, because our righteousness is as filthy rags in His eyes. It's only that imparted righteousness of Christ that He gives me, that I seek daily, that can play out in my life, that can be shown in my life. Somebody says it's got to be imputed into us before it can be imparted in us. Before we can live it, God's got to give it. Do you seek to be righteous every day? Lord knows the flesh seeks to be wicked every day. Y'all have that battle? Maybe I'm the only one. Maybe it's confession time for me. Let me turn my collar around here. Every day my flesh wants to be wicked. It wants to live for self, selfishness, and sin. But Jesus said what? Seek ye first His righteousness. To constantly pursue the righteousness that He's given us. And let that righteousness live out every day. That's got to be our desire. We've got to discern that it is His, and then we display it. Somebody said we should live in such a way that you could take a talking parrot out of our house and bring it and put it up here in the church and let it talk. I wonder what we'd hear. What would I hear if I visited Sister Rosemary's house? Bob and Lena, Randy and Penelope, Stephanie in my house. What would y'all hear? You see, the righteousness of Christ that we seek daily should be displayed in our life. That's one of the greatest handicaps to Christianity today in the gospel that we preach. It's the world don't see us living it. They don't see us any different than they are. We talk just like them. We act just like them. We do the things that they do. Jesus said, seek the King and His kingdom. And with the King and the kingdom, when you submit to those, when you surrender and you've sought it and you've found it, listen, His righteousness is going to be produced. It's going to be shown in our life. And then notice at the end of this verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things. You want the best day. You want the best year. You want the best life. I tell you how they come is when Jesus gives you the all things that He mentions here. That only come after you've sought His righteousness, His lordship, His King and His kingdom. When you've surrendered to His word and His will. You see, I can guarantee you this. If you will surrender to the ways of God, His calling upon your life, what His word says, what His will demands, and you seek all that for His glory and His greatness, there are going to be some all things that are added into your life that's going to make your life better. Will make the rest of your days the best days of your life. He said all these things. Now, I know you got to read the previous verses. What are the all things that He was talking about here? In verse 19, He was talking about their finances. They were worried about their finances there. You see, they were worried if they're going to have any money at the end of the month. You know, the Bible says you seek Christ and you're a joint heir with Him. You know, God can supply us everything we need through His riches in Christ Jesus. You put Him first and then you let Him provide for you. Maybe they were talking about food there in verse 25. They were worried about what to eat. When you seek God, you don't worry about that. God, He owns the mountains and the cattle of 1,000 hills. When you put Him first, listen, He will take care of you. They were worried about their fitness. They were worried about how they were going to, you know, if they're going to be healthy. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto His stature? You want to be fit mentally, spiritually, and physically? You just seek God. Live for Him. Put Him first. They're worried about what they were going to wear. You see that? We're worried about all these things. And God said, listen, I can take care of this if you'll take care of the first thing. And what is the first thing? Having the priority right. And He is that first thing. There again, does that mean God's going to give you everything in the world that you desire? No, I think there's some things we need to teach our kids. Maybe as adults need to relearn here. Some guy put down four lessons that parents ought to teach their children and that parents ought to reaffirm. Number one, you don't need everything you want. You don't need everything you want. I wish I had all the money back I spent on things that I really didn't want or need. You don't need everything you want. Number two, you don't want everything you need. My daddy used to pull that black belt out. We didn't need it, we didn't think. We didn't want it, but he knew we needed it. So rule number two, you don't want everything you need, but sometimes it's better when we do get it. Number three, God doesn't give us everything we want. Ever thought about that? God doesn't give us everything we want. God gives us what we need. Somebody wrote a poem. I thought it was pretty good. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I may learn to be humble. I asked God for health that I might do great things. I was given sickness that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I was given poverty that I might be wise. I asked for power that I might have the praise of men. I was given weakness that I might feel the presence of God. I asked for all things that I might enjoy life. I was given life that I might enjoy all things. You see, sometimes God gives us the things we need. Sometimes He may even give us the things we want, but I know for certain He gives us everything that He determines perfect for our lives, for His glory and His honor. There again, God always wants to walk into our lives. I believe He always wants to show up and show out in our lives, but we hinder that. Why? Because we do not seek Him first. It's our God to simply serve God, and it's God's job to supply for us. You know, that works out pretty good, I've learned over life. You put Him first. There's a promise in verse 33 there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. He's speaking to people who are sitting out in the dirt in the grasses, out in the hills there. Many of them living in poverty. Many of them having issues and fears and worries and doubt, worrying about everything. And in this one short verse, he kind of sums up it all. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things going to be added to you. You know what he's saying? If you want the best life from this day forward, put me in it. Don't leave me out of your life. Many of us have done that. We may do it every day. We just leave Him out of our life. You know what we're really doing? We're limiting Him what He wants to do in our life. Because I believe Jesus wants us to have that abundant life. I don't know how many years we got left. I don't know how many days we got left. But I can promise and guarantee you this. If you want the rest of your life to be the best of your life and the rest of this year to be the best year of your life, you got to seek Jesus first. He's got to be the priority. Seek the King. Seek His kingdom. Seek His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you. I want that. I'm greedy. I want that. I want my life to be the best life. I want to lay down somewhere in the future when it's all over and done and say, wow, what a trip it's been. What an adventure. What a life. The only way I can say that is to put verse 33 into my life. But seek Him first. Put Him first. You elevate Him, and you know what He'll do? He'll lift you up. So it's your choice, my choice. Do we want the rest of our life to be the best of our life? Do we want this year? 2019 was a good year. God was good. God blessed. You know what? I'm greedy. But Bob, I want 2020 to be even better. The only way that'll ever happen, me personally, I got to put Him first. Above all people and all things, I got to wake up every day and say, Lord, it's all about You. And if you'll do that, I guarantee you, you will have the best life. Bow your heads just for a moment.